I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Top diplomats from Russia and the U.S. met Tuesday in Saudi Arabia to discuss improving ties and negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine, talks that reflected a major and rapid change in U.S. foreign policy under President Donald Trump. The U.S. delegation was led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who told reporters after the talks the first thing they agreed to do was take steps to reestablish diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Russia.
For us to be able to continue to move down this road, we need to have diplomatic facilities that are operating and functioning normally. The second point is that we're going to appoint a high-level team from our end to help negotiate and work through the end of the conflict in Ukraine in a way that's enduring and acceptable to all the parties engaged.
Those talks Tuesday in Saudi Arabia did not include representatives from either Europe or Ukraine, both of which have indicated they would not acknowledge any negotiated settlements to the Russia-Ukraine conflict that did not include them. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar said Tuesday Israel would begin negotiations this week on phase two of the fragile ceasefire deal with Hamas in Gaza, negotiations that had originally been scheduled to begin February 3rd. Qatar, the host and one of the mediators of the ceasefire talks, along with Egypt and the United States, expressed confidence Tuesday the negotiations can proceed as planned. At a news conference in Doha, Qatar Foreign Ministry spokesman Majid Al-Ansari said he thinks the talks can stay on schedule.
What I can confirm is that we are working to get phase two in place in the timeline that was agreed upon. If that doesn't happen, of course, our efforts will be to maintain the ceasefire, to maintain aid going in, and to make sure that there is no resumption of fighting on the ground.
The second phase of the ceasefire is considered to be the more difficult of the two, involving the release of more hostages and the full withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office said Tuesday the advance of the M23 rebel group in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has caused the humanitarian situation there to deteriorate sharply, resulting in serious human rights violations, including the summary execution of children. After seizing the North Kivu provincial capital of Goma, M23 fighters and Rwandan soldiers advanced to the neighboring province of South Kivu, eventually seizing the city of Bukavu Sunday. At a Geneva news briefing Tuesday, Rights Office spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani said her office has confirmed cases of child executions along with numerous other offenses.
We call on Rwanda and M23 to ensure that human rights and international humanitarian law are respected. We're also documenting cases of ill treatment, conflict-related sexual and gender-based violence, child and forced recruitment, intimidation, and death threats.
Rwanda has denied that it supports the rebels, though the UN has documented evidence to the contrary. The Vatican has canceled papal audiences through the weekend and delegated others to cover for Pope Francis as the 88-year-old Pope remains hospitalized with a complicated respiratory infection. Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The cancellations have put a damper on upcoming events of the Vatican's big holy year. Some 30 million people are expected to pass through Rome to mark the once every quarter century celebration of Catholicism. Francis was admitted to a Rome hospital in a fair condition after a week-long bout of bronchitis worsened. Medics have determined he's suffering from a polymicrobial respiratory tract infection, meaning a mix of viruses, bacteria, and possibly other organisms have colonized in his respiratory tract. The Vatican has given no indication of how long he might remain hospitalized, but they say that the treatment of such a complex clinical picture would require an adequate hospital stay. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
After the U.S. Justice Department moved to end the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, the New York State Governor is considering removing him from office. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is meeting with key leaders today to weigh whether to remove New York City Mayor Eric Adams, which she has the power to do. Four New York City deputy mayors resigned yesterday, saying they could not work in the Adams administration. Before that, the former U.S. attorney in Manhattan and six other federal prosecutors also resigned in protest after the Justice Department ordered them to drop bribery charges against Adams so he could assist in President Trump's immigration crackdown, raising questions about the mayor's political independence and ability to lead the city. Adams denies he did anything wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.